弟兄姐妹朋友们早上平安。
Dear brothers and sisters, peace and joy be with you.
很高兴能够跟大家又见面了。
Very joyful we can be gathered together again.
我相信这都是神的恩典，虽然外面天气很炎热，但是里面很凉爽。
I think that's the grace of God. Even though it's really hot outside, it's really cool in here.
所以请大家注意来听。
May you all pay attention.
今天我想跟大家继续分享这个神的宴席的这个题目。
Today, I want to continue my sharing titled God's Banquet.
经文是在约翰福音的第二章一到十一节。
Bible verse is from John chapter 2, verse 1 to 11.
上一次我提过这个英国的诗人 Richard Crawshaw 对这个水变成酒的故事有一句名言。
Last time I mentioned that England psalmist Richard Crawshaw described the wine turning into water miracle as following.
他说清水一看见它的主人就害羞脸红了。
He mentioned, the conscious water saw its master and blushed.
这句名言确实说出了主耶稣将水变成酒的精髓。
His words stated the core of Jesus' miracle of turning water into wine.
因为这个受造物认出主耶稣就是那位创造的主。
Because the creature recognized Jesus as the creator.
如果他仅是一位木匠的话，就绝不可能将这个清水变成红酒。
If Jesus was only a carpenter, he won't have the ability to change the water into wine.
今天我再一次盼望借着这个管宴席的人对新郎所说的话的信息，能够再一次对我们的信仰旅程跟做主门徒的心智有所启发和帮助。
I wish today's message, the conversation between the master of the banquet to the groom, so that we can learn something from it.
所以就让我们把这个整段的经文再读一遍。
Let us read the scripture together.
这个经文应该是在你的这个节目单的背后。
It is in the back of the bulletin.
我今天没有做 PowerPoint, 所以就让你们读一下这个bulletin, 哈。
I don't have a PowerPoint today, so just turn to the back of your bulletin for the message, the scripture.
所以我就先读中文，等一下我请 Lina 姐妹来读英文。
We'll read in Chinese first, and I'll read English.
如果你会念中文的话，就跟我一起来念。
If you can read Chinese, please read with Trimmy.
Okay, 第三次在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”耶稣说：“母亲，我与你有何什么相干？我的时候还没到。”他母亲就对佣人说：“他告诉你们什么？”你们就做什么？照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水。”他们就倒满了，直到缸口。耶稣又说：“现在可以摇出来送给管宴席的。”他们就送了去。管宴席的尝了那水变成的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管宴席的便叫新郎来，对他说：“人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。”这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
John 2, verse 1 to 11. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples.Had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Women, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them,Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet. They did so. And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize what it had came from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine, after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now.What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the sign through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
谢谢。这段经文叙述了主耶稣受洗后公开传道时所施行的第一件神迹。
These verses describe Jesus' first miracle in public after his baptism.
这整件神迹是在一个加利利区的迦拿所举行的婚宴为背景。
The miracle uses a wedding in Galilee as background.
主耶稣和他的门徒被应邀去参加。
Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
但是主耶稣的母亲却早已经在那里了。
But Jesus' mother was already there.
可见呢，主耶稣的母亲跟这对新人的关系并非只是普普通通而已。
We can see that Jesus' mom was not merely friends with the newlywed.
所以现在让我们来想象一下。
Now let us think about this.
假如你正坐在这个宴席的当中
，If you were sitting in the banquet,
你会看到什么
？What will you see?
你可能会看到这个气氛很热闹，充满着喜气。
Maybe joyous environment.
客人可能是互相的敬酒或划酒声此起彼落。
People may be drinking cheerfully.
可是突然之间有人喊着说：“哎呀，怎么没有酒了呢？”
But what if all of a sudden someone yells, "Oh no, there's no more wine"?
这个时候，你想这个宴席的气氛会不会大不相同呢
？Then would the environment in the banquet be a little different?
应该会吧。
Probably will.
可能这个扫兴跟个尴尬的情绪都可能会开始浮现上来。
Disappointment and awkwardness might start to rise.
这个经文的第三节告诉我们说，主耶稣的母亲就立即采取主动来对主耶稣说。
From verse 3, it tells us that Jesus' mother immediately went to Jesus and told him,
他们没有酒了。
That there is no more wine.
从主耶稣跟他的母亲之间这个对话，我们可以推测出来。
From the conversation between the two of them, we can speculate this.
主耶稣的母亲要主耶稣帮忙设法解决这位新人的困难。
Jesus' mother wants Jesus to help solve the problem.
虽然主耶稣的母亲对主耶稣有信心，但是她并不清楚主耶稣会做什么。
Even though she has faith in him, she doesn't really know what he's going to do.
秉着一颗怜悯的心，主耶稣施行了这个清水变成红酒的神迹。
Jesus performed the miracle of turning water into wine because he has mercy.
他使得这对新人的困难变没有变成一个不可收拾的残局。
Because he didn't want the problem to turn out of hand.
经文的第十一节说，耶稣显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
In verse 11, it says, Jesus revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
其实，约翰福音第二章的这一段经文并没有告诉我们到底是哪几位门徒跟随主耶稣去参加宴席的。
Actually, in this verses, it does not tell us which disciple followed Jesus to the banquet.
但是你如果回去看约翰福音第一章的35-49节
But if you flip backwards a little, in chapter 1, verse 35 to 49,
我们得知这时候主耶稣至少已经有五位门徒了。
We can see that Jesus have at least 5 disciples.
他们就是安德烈、西门彼得、腓力、拿但业，还有一位未具名的门徒。
And there are Andrew, Simon Peter, Philip, Nathaniel, and another whose name was not recorded.
这位未具名的门徒，一般解经家认为他就是使徒约翰。
Some suspect that this person that was not recorded to be Apostle John.
也就是约翰福音的作者。
Which is the author of Gospel John.
使徒约翰跟安德烈本来是施洗约翰的门徒。
Apostle John and Andrew were disciples of the John the Baptist.
因为听了施洗约翰的话，也就跟从了主耶稣。
However, they listened to John the Baptist and started to follow Jesus.
西门彼得、腓力跟拿单也是跟随主耶稣不久。
Simon Peter, Philip, and Nathaniel have not followed Jesus for long.
所以当他们看到主耶稣施行了这个清水变成红酒的神迹后，我相信他们心里一定很震撼。
But after they witnessed the miracle of water turning to wine, I think they must be really shocked.
他们对这个耶稣是弥赛亚的信心自然也就更坚定了。
Their faith with Jesus as Messiah definitely strengthened there.
看到这个神迹以后，这个经文的第九跟第十节指出管宴席的人对新郎说了一句话。
After seeing the miracle, verse 9 to 10 state the master of banquet told the groom this.
他说人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine, after the guests have had too much to drink.But you have saved the best till now.
我想这个时候新郎一定松了一大口气。
I think the groom must have felt so relieved after it's done.
因为没有酒的这个问题已经解决了。
Because the problem having no wine has been solved.
这个同时他可能也会一定很困惑。
At the same time, he must have been really confused.
因为不知道是谁帮了他一个大忙，解决了这个难题。
Because he doesn't know who helped him to solve the problem.
对我们来说，这个经文很清楚地告诉我们，解决这个难题的就是主耶稣基督。
To us, the Bible clearly tells us that it was Jesus who solved the problem.
也就是那一位在神的宴席中的新郎。
Which is the bridegroom of God's banquet.
从属灵的观点来看的话，主管宴席的人这句话带出了两个很重要的信息。
From a spiritual aspect, the words of the master of banquet brought out two really important messages.
第一个是他告诉了我们，这个世间的宴席的特性是先来好的酒，再来差的酒。
The first is, it tells us that the characteristic of worldly banquet is bringing out choice wine first.
那就是先以好酒起头，让客人有个好印象，等到客人喝醉了，再来摆上比较差的酒。
And that is to bring out the choice wine first to leave a good impression in the beginning. And then when people are not, more drunk, they bring out the cheaper wine.
反正那个时候客人已经分不清楚了。
Because they can, guests cannot tell the difference anymore.
这种常用的做法其实是一种违背信任的做法。
This common practice is actually a practice of betraying trust.
它常常会严重的损伤人际关系。
It often tears relationships apart.
在上一次的那个信息分享中，我已经详细的举例说明过。
In my last sharing, I've given a couple examples.
所以我今天就不再重复。
So I will not repeat those examples.
第二个，管宴席的人这句话告诉我们说，神的做法与世间的宴席是不相同的。
Secondly, the word of the master of banquet tells us that God's doing is very different from banquets in this world.
他是把好酒留到如今。
He saved the best till the end.
换句话说，主耶稣娶亲的宴席，也就是神的宴席，有一个不同于世间宴席的地方。
In other words, the wedding banquet of Jesus, which is also known as God's banquet, has one big difference, and that is,
那就是神把最好的留到后头。
It's the best is kept to the last.
这个清水变成红酒的神迹，除了彰显主耶稣的能力跟荣耀以外，
This miracle of turning water into wine not only brought out Jesus' power and glory.
它也让我们看到，那世间本来是先来好的酒，再来差的酒，甚至会酒用尽了的宴席。
It also allows us to see, even though the banquet of the world has characteristic of choice wine first and then cheaper wine, or even wine that runs out.
却因着主耶稣的作为而有了神的宴席的影子。
But because of Jesus' doing, it has a glimpse of God's banquet.
满有恩慈、怜悯跟丰富的供应。
And that is full of grace, mercy, and abundance.
管宴席的人的话所带出来的信息，上一次我已经跟大家分享过前面的两点。
The master of banquet's word brought out two important points, which I've shared last time.
一个是什么是世间宴席的特性。
One is characteristic of banquets in this world.
二是什么是神的宴席跟它的特性。
And the second was God's banquet and its characteristics.
所以今天我将进入第三点，也就是神的宴席对我们的启发跟应用。
So today I will go into the third point, which is inspiration and application from God's banquet.
在嫁给英国勋爵的这本书中记载了19世纪里一个很特殊的现象。
In the book, To Marry an English Lord, it described a special phenomenon.
那就是许多美国富有的女继承人寻求跟英国的贵族联婚。
Which was in many wealthy heiress seek to marry English noblemen in the 19th century.
尽管这些女继承人已经很富有，
Even though the heiress themselves are extremely wealthy,
但她们仍然想拥有更多。
They still want to have more.
那就是贵族的社会地位。
That is noble social status.
然而对于信靠耶稣基督的我们，
But to us who believe in Jesus Christ,
我们其实不需要向往那地上的皇族身份。
We do not need to seek to have noble status in this world.
因为我们已经得到天上皇族的婚姻。
Because we already have the royal marriage in heaven.
使徒约翰在启示录十九章就提到了这一点。
Apostle John stated in Revelation 19.
他说，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
In Revelation 19 it says, Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear. Fine linen stands for the righteous acts of God's holy people.
这羔羊指的也就是耶稣。
And the lamb here represents Jesus.
他就是这个经文里面所提到的新郎。
And he is also the groom represented in here.
而所有的相信的人也就是他的心腹。
And all those who believe are his bride.
这是羔羊的婚宴，也就是神的宴席。
The wedding of the lamb is also known as God's banquet.
它与世间的宴席是不相同的。
It is different from worldly banquet.
那就是最好的是留在后头。
And that is, the best is kept to the last.
可是当我们说神的宴席的特性是把最好的留在后头的时候，我们就需要回答两个很基本的问题。
But when we say the characteristic of God's banquet is the best is yet to come, then we have to answer two questions.
第一个就是什么是最好的？
The first is what is the best.
另外一个就是人生还有后头吗？
The other question is, what is the life after life? What is the last after life?
我相信在人生的旅途当中，我们都会想要追求最好的。
I believe in our life journey, we all want to seek the best.
可是问题是什么是最好的？
But the question is, what is the best?
是以谁的标准来看呢？
And it's under whose standard?
如果是以我们自己的标准来看的话，它可能是功成名就，也可能是大有财富，或者是再次长寿、家庭美满等等。
If it is under our own standards, it might be achievement, success, or wealth, long life, or a loving family.
但是你有没有想过在人生的终点站，也就是那个酒用尽了以后，我们真的能够抓住那些我们认为是最好的吗？
But have you ever wondered, at the end of our life, which is also known as being out of wine, can we still hold on to the things that we once thought were the best?
这个圣经中的约伯记记载了约伯在遭到那个飞来的横祸而失去他所拥有的一切以后。
In the Bible, it says that Job had experienced all of the disaster and lost everything. He said this.
他就感叹地说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
He said this, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.
还有我们大家都很熟悉这个所罗门王。
Also, King Solomon, whom we are really familiar with.
他的一生蒙神的祝福，享尽了世间的荣华富贵。
His whole life has been blessed by God and has filled with wealth and wisdom.
但是晚节不保。
But in his late years, he lost his integrity.
他听从了外邦的嫔妃去敬拜外邦偶像，以至于这个以色列国分成南跟北两国。
He listened to his foreign concubines and worshiped idols, therefore caused Israel to split into North and South Kingdom.
他在传道书中就有这样的领悟。
In Ecclesiastes, he has this realization.
他说，我见日光之下所做的一切都是虚空，都是捕风。
He says, I have seen all the things that are done under the sun. All of them are meaningless.
基于他自己的经历，所罗门王借着传道书来引导我们找到人生的真谛。
Because of his own experience, King Solomon used Ecclesiastes to guide us to find the true meaning of life.
其中的窍门就是接受神为我们所安排的一切，遵循他的命令，敬畏地活在他的面前。
And the trick is to accept whatever God has prepared for us, following his orders and live fearfully in front of him.
所以所谓的最好的应该是从神的观点来看。
Therefore, the best should be from God's standard.
能够成为这个名副其实的神的儿女，在面见神的时候能够受到神的称许，应该是我们一生的追求。
And the lifelong goal for us should be being God's children and receive his applause when we see him again.
因为那个是极重无比永远的荣耀。
Because that's eternal glory that far outweighs everything.
我们现在可能无法得知神在他的宴席中为我们所预备的最好的是什么。
We might not be able to understand what the best is that God has prepared for us in God's banquet.
但是如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
But it is stated in the Bible, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the thing that God has prepared for those who love him.
所以让我们凭信心耐心地等候朝见他。
Therefore, let us faithfully and patiently wait to see him.
第二个问题是人生还有后头吗？
The second question is there a last afterlife?
换句话说，人到底有没有那个来生呢？
Which, in another word, means is there life after death?
大家请注意，这个来生不是指那个佛教轮回转世的那个来世。
Be cautious. This does not mean afterlife that Buddhists believe.
而是指人死后到底会怎么样。
Which it means what happens after we die.
如果人死后就如灯灭了一样，那我们根本就不用去相信神的福音可以给我们永生。
If death is like a light that goes off, then we don't need to believe the gospel.
也更不用去理解神的宴席到底有什么特性。
And we definitely don't need to understand what characteristic of God's banquet is.
因为我们只有此生而已。
Because we only have this life, why bother?
那么有什么理由可以让我们相信有来生呢？
What makes us believe that there is a life after death?
这个 RBC Ministry 的探索丛书就曾对这个问题做了一番观察跟研究。
RBC Ministry Discovery Booklet observed and researched on this question.
就让我把它归纳成两个方面。
Let me simplify it into two points.
他说第一个方面是从人生的体验来看。
First is life experience.
第二个是从圣经方面来看。
And second is from the Bible.
从人生的体验方面，我们至少有三个理由可以让我们相信有来生。
If you look at life experience, there are at least three reasons to allow us to believe there is life after death.
理由之一就是说，我们生命中有许多的不公平或不平等的现象。
Reason one is that there is a lot of unfairness and inequality in this life.
比如说，有人生下来容貌俊美，有的人是长得其貌不扬。
For example, some people were born beautiful slash handsome, while others are not.
有的人很有才华，有的人则是知识平庸。
Some are very talented, while others have limited abilities.
如果没有来生的话，那岂不是每个人都可以怨天尤人，就像约伯一样咒诅自己的生辰吗？
If there's no life after death, then wouldn't everyone complain all the time and curse their birth just like Job did?
理由之二就是不管什么样的种族或宗教信仰，我们都会看到一个共同的信念。
Second reason is, doesn't matter what race or religion, we see a universal belief.
那就是相信人有可能永远不死。
And that is believing in human can be immortal.
从这个信念，我们可以看到这个中国的道教炼丹、埃及人的木乃伊到佛教的轮回转世等等。
This belief is seen in Chinese Taoism, making immortal pills, in Egyptian mummy,to Buddhism belief of reincarnation.
这都证明了人们相信人的肉体有可能永远不死，或者是肉体死亡之后灵魂仍然存在的观念。
All of these proves that humans believe body can live forever, or when the body dies, the soul lives forever.
理由之三就是对一些濒临死亡以后再回来的人，若是人死后就一切都化为乌有，那他们的经验我们又怎么样去解释呢？
The third reason is for those who have near-death experiences, how do we explain their experiences when they were in the situation?
如果从圣经这一方面来看，至少有五个理由我们可以相信有来生。
Now if we look at the Bible's perspective, there's at least five reasons to believe that there is life after death.
理由之一是圣经启示给我们说，有一位自有永有的神，他是永恒的，而我们是照他的形象所造。
Reason number one is the Bible reveals to us that we have a God that is the I am. He is eternal, and we were made in His image.
理由之二是《传道书》的三章十一节提到，神造万物各按其时称为美好，又将永生安置在他世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
Reason two is in Ecclesiastes 3:11. It says, He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Yet, no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
这个理由之三就是耶稣基督战胜了死亡的权势而复活的事实，在新约圣经里面有多处的记载。
Reason three is the fact that Jesus conquered death and has resurrected has been recorded in the Bible multiple times.
理由之四就是我们讲到耶稣基督对这个天国福音的教导，神的宴席也就是其中的 一个。
Reason four is the gospel kingdom of heaven that was taught by Jesus, which includes God's banquet.
最后理由之五节，也就是说，耶稣在十字架上对那个铜钉的强调应许说：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里。”
Reason five is when Jesus promised to one of the criminals when he was on the cross, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
还有他对门徒说：“人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的灵魂，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换灵魂呢？”
And also, he said to his disciples, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?"
所以，不管是从人生的体验，或者是圣经的教导，上述的这些理由都一再的告诉我们，人死后并不是就如灯灭了一样。
Doesn't matter if it's life experience or from the biblical teaching. All of the above reasons tells us again and again that death is not like a light that goes off.
不是一了百了，而是灵魂依然存在，是有来生的。
But instead means the spirit is still there and there is life after death.
希伯来书的作者也告诉我们说，按着定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
The author of Hebrew tells us, just as people are destined to die once.And after that, to face judgment.
既然如此，一个很自然的问题就是说，你想要在哪里度过你的来生呢？
Therefore, a really simple question arises: Where do you want to be after death, after you die?
是在与神同在的乐园里呢，还是在永行的阴间里呢？
To live in paradise with God, or to live in Hades with eternal torment?
我相信大部分人都会选择待在与神同在的乐园里。
I believe most people want to choose to live in paradise with God.
但是有一个条件。
But of course, there is a condition.
也就是你需要接受神的邀请，凭信心领受主耶稣在十字架所成就的救恩，你才可以参加神的宴席，才有可能进入神的乐园里。
That is, you must accept the invitation of God, accept Jesus' salvation on the cross with faith. Then you can attend God's banquet and be able to enter paradise with Him.
那么你有没有想过说，神为什么非要把这个好酒留到后头，而不能从头到尾就给我们好酒呢？
Did you ever wonder why God insists on leaving the choice wine to the end instead of having it throughout the banquet?
我想一个最直接的答案就是说，这是神的美意和他的定规。
I think a very straightforward answer is that's the beauty of God's design.
怎么样来解释呢？
How do we explain that?
首先你让我问一下，你希不希望你的小孩永远是那个心智不成熟长不大的人呢？
First of all, let me ask, would you want your children to always stay immature and not become adult?
我相信绝大部分的父母都不希望如此。
I think most parents won't want that.
神当然也不希望如此。
Therefore, God is the same.
我们从保罗对哥林多教会的教训说不要做属灵的婴孩也就可以知道。
You can see it clearly from Paul's word to church in Corinth, where he says, not to be a spiritual infant.
如果我们接受主耶稣的救恩以后，就可以不必经历那任何成长的痛苦，就一直到见主的面。
If the moment we accept Jesus' salvation, we do not go through the pain of growing up,
那对我们是好呢，还是不好呢？
Then would it be a good thing or a bad thing?
当然不好。
Of course it's bad.
因为神已经预先定下我们效法他儿子的模样。
Because God has predestined so that we are conformed to the image of His Son.
他希望我们能够认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
He hoped that we all come in knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man.
所以神把最好的留在后头，有一个原因，就是让我们能够经历他的信实。慈爱跟公义。
Therefore, one of the reasons that God left the best to the end is that we can experience His faithfulness, love, and righteousness.
能够与他的儿子耶稣基督有亲密的关系。
Also, that we can have a close relationship with Jesus Christ.
以至于长大成人，如基督长成的身量一样。
So that we can grow and be more like Him.
第二，如果你常常看电影或是读小说。
Secondly, if you watch movie or read books.
你就会发觉那个电影编剧这个跟这个小说作者都喜欢把那个高潮戏放在最后。
You will see a lot of times the author or producer likes to put climax towards the end.
他为的是能够抓住那个观众或读者的注意力。
And that is to draw the audience's attention.
这就是俗话说的好戏在后头。
Which is known as the best is yet to come.
不管是电影或是小说，如果你早知道他们的好戏是留在后头，那么纵然在开始或中场的剧情显得有些枯燥或无聊。
Whether it's a movie or story, if you knew that the best is yet to come, then starting from the middle would be boring.
我相信你会耐心，愿意耐心地看完全场。
I think you will have the patience to watch the whole entire story.
同样的道理，如果你我的人生也是如好戏在后头一样。
Similarly, if you and my life were like the best is yet to come.
这个精彩的、最好的总是留到最后才来。
And the best is to come afterwards.
我想我们都会告诉我们自己说，哎，再忍耐一下，明天就会更好。
I think we will all tell ourselves to wait patiently a little bit. The best will come tomorrow.
所以神把最好的留在后头的第二个原因是让我们学习耐心的等候他的时间。
Therefore, the second reason that God placed the best is to at the end is because he wants us to learn patiently wait for him.
最后保罗在哥林腓立比书一章二十九节这样说。
Lastly, Apostle Paul says in Philippians,
因为你们蒙恩不但得以信服基督并要为他受苦。
For it has been granted to you on behalf of Jesus Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him.
他指出来了为主受苦是基督徒灵命成长的必经之路。
He states the suffering, which means the road the Christians must walk in order to grow.
况且主耶稣在离世之前也曾过警告过他自己的门徒。
And also Jesus, before he left earth, he warned his disciples.
他说我所喝的杯你们必要喝。
You will indeed drink from my cup.
所以我们就是要做主的门徒，我们也必须要喝主耶稣的舍己之杯。
Therefore, if we want to be Jesus' disciples, we must drink from the sacrificial cup.
因这一切都是神所定规的，不是我们可以任意选择的。
Because this has been predestined by God, and we cannot choose.
然而这个神把这个最好的留在后头。
Yet when God leave the best to last,
为的是让我们不至于丧胆，有那永生的盼望。
He wants us not to fear, but have eternal hope.
希伯来书的作者这样说。
In Hebrew, the author says this.
神给我们预备了更美的事，为的是叫历世历代蒙召的信徒们，若不与我们同德，就不能完全。
He says, since God has planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect.
这是神的美意，他要我们能成为他名副其实的儿女。
This is God's beautiful plan. He wants us to be his true daughter and son.
能够得到那极重无比永远的荣耀。
So that we can receive the eternal glory that far outweighs everything.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
神已经把这个最好的留在后头。
God has prepared the best for last.
问题是我们有没有这个信心去奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The question is, do we have faith to run the race ahead?
从迦拿婚宴这对新人的经历，我们学到了一个功课。
From the experience of the newlywed in the Galilee wedding, we learned a lesson.
那就是邀请主耶稣到我们生活里面，成为生活的主是很重要的。
That is, it's very important to invite Jesus into our daily life.
因为我们的生活并非一直永远都是没有困难的。
Because our life is not always smooth sailing.
有时候我们会遇上那个酒用尽而走不下去的时候。
Sometimes we'll face a situation like running out of wine and not be able to continue.
只要我们愿意顺从主耶稣的带领。
But as long as we're willing to allow Jesus to lead us,
他必然会乐意地帮助我们解决难题。
He will be glad to solve our problems.
因为他是一位有恩典有怜悯的神。
Because he's a God full of mercy and grace.
当这个管宴席的人说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，他的话也带给我们一个警告。
When the master of banquet says, everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine, after the guests have too much to drink, his words also gave us a warning.
那就是如果我们只对今生的一切存着盼望。
That is, if we only have hope for everything in this life.
那我们就只是在世间的宴席里吃喝而已。
Then we're merely eating and drinking in the worldly banquet.
那时候我们也必然会落入那先来好的酒，再来差的酒的失望当中。
And we will fall into the disappointment of having the choice wine first and then cheaper wine afterwards.
所以我们要清楚明白。
Therefore, we need to understand.
到底我们是选择出席神的宴席呢，还是留在世间的宴席呢？
Whether we want to attend God's banquet or remain in worldly banquet.
如果我们是选择出席神的宴席，
If you choose to attend God's banquet,
那我们就应该有这样的心智。
Then we need to have this determination.
要行事为人与基督的福音相称。
Our conduct must parallel to Jesus' gospel.
让人看见了我们的好行为，就归荣耀给神。
So that when people see our deeds, they will give glory to God.
我们在世上的生活态度就应该像那个宴席前的开胃菜一样。
And our attitudes towards life should be like the appetizer before a banquet.
尽管这个有时候他们的味道不错，花样多。
Sometimes have different flavor and style. That's very tasty.
但完全比不上那个添加永远的生命。
But it's nowhere near the heavenly home that's above.
如果我们现在的生活已经很好了，
If our life is great right now,
他想到还有那个更好的在后头，
Then when you think of the best is yet to come,
那岂能不开心呢？
Wouldn't you be even more joyful?
如果我们的生命现在正遭遇困难跟哀伤，
If we're experiencing hardship or sorrow right now,
想到神的应许，我们将会得到那没有痛苦、没有眼泪的永恒生命。
When we think of God's promise of an eternal life that has no pain or tears,
我们也就能够满有盼望。
We will be filled with hope.
主耶稣在约翰福音十一章对马大有这样的宣告。
In John chapter 11, Jesus proclaimed to Martha, saying this.
他说：“复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人。”虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
主耶稣今天也在问你跟我说什么，你信这话吗？
Today Jesus is asking us the same question. Do you believe in this?
所以我愿今天的信息对你有所启发跟帮助。
Hope today's message enlighten and help you.
愿你能够留住信心，因为最好的还在后头。
May you all keep your faith because the best is yet to come.
好，谢谢。
Thank you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因着你为我们在十字架的牺牲，我们今天才能够站在你的面前。
Because of your sacrifice on the cross, we're able to be here today.
我们有永生的盼望，也是因为你自己。
We have eternal hope also because of you.
你的拣选也让我们能够在世上过一个敬虔度日的生活。
Your selection allow us to have a wonderful life on earth.
就愿我们真的能够活出你自己的形象。
May we all live.Like you, to have an image of you.
让我们能够留住信心，因为最好的还在后头。
So that we may keep our faith, because the best is yet to come.
我们这样子仰望祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.